This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. I'm your host, Jack Cook. We're grateful to be in your presence again. We thank God for this opportunity to come to you in the name of Jesus. We are continuing in our journey through the Gospel of St. John, and we are so grateful that you are following us, that you've been going with us in this venture through the Word of God. And we are wanting to look today, move into John, the 15th chapter in this great gospel of the Apostle John. We are moving in our outline of the Gospel of John. We are looking at the subtitle that we have given this section, and that of the edification, and that is of the private ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we call it simply the edification, and that's from the 13th through the 17th chapters of the Gospel of John, where our Lord is intimately and very personally ministering to his disciples that are with him. And at that time, and vicariously, of course, by faith and by the Holy Spirit unto us and to the generations to come. Amen. If he tarries, praise God. And as we shared with you at the outset of this work, that this ministry is geared, is a futuristic ministry. It's a ministry that is not only about now, but is about that which is to come. And that by faith we believe that and trust God that he will use this work somehow, some way, to minister unto the tribulation saints that will come unto the Lord during the time of the tribulation and that of the great tribulation. But this word is timeless. So not only was it good for the apostles and disciples that walk with the Lord literally and physically, not only was it good for mama and for daddy, it is not only is it good for me and for you, it is good for those that are to come. And you know, that is the essence of the ministry. That is one of the great joys and the great fortitude and work of the ministry, is that it is not only sometimes repetitious, but it is proactive. And as we prophesy from the New Testament perspective, we indeed are forthtelling the Word of God. Amen. And we always, amen, do that work of the evangelist, amen, to scatter the seed of the Word of God. Amen. And so let's get into this study. And before we do, let's just have a moment of prayer to consecrate and dedicate this time unto the Lord. Father, we're grateful to you. We thank you. Thank you for this privilege and honor and blessing, Lord God, to be able to come before your people at this time. And Lord God, we consecrate this time and dedicate it unto you for your glory. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come now and speak through your servant unto, Lord God, he that would have an ear to hear, he that will know and understand, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that as we break this bread of life Indeed, that you be glorified in it and that the church be edified. Lord, we love you and bless you and thank you. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. So John, the 15th chapter, we begin at the first verse. You'll find these words. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the vine dresser. Amen. And so the Lord seems to, for us to be painting this portrait, this great word picture, this portrait, this analogy, if you will, the vine, somewhat of what Paul picked up and spoke on by the Holy Spirit, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he talked about Israel being the vine and we being grafted in. Our Lord, before that, he set that tone, amen, and he spoke likewise in that he said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Ah, what a husbandman, what a gardener, if you will, is our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I think all the way back to the book of Genesis, all the way back to the Genesis testimony. Amen. Where God looked down, amen, and said that I have no man to till my garden. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I know we got this great grandiose and big idea of what all man is, that we the best thing since sliced bread, that we all that in a bag of chips, and that mankind is the greatest thing in the universe. But God said, I needed somebody to till my garden. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he made man out of the dust of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And nevertheless, hallelujah. So it is God. It is God's garden. It is God's vine, if you will. Amen. It is God's prerogative. Amen. To cleanse. It is God's prerogative to cut away. It is God's prerogative to purge. It is his garden, and we are his branches. Amen. Amen. And the Lord says of himself, I am the true vine. Amen. Now, verse 3, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Reminds me of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Well, Paul says, and speaking of Christ and the church, how that Christ washes us, hallelujah, cleanses us in his word, with his word, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. And so it's his word, it's his holy word. It's the word that the word, hallelujah, speaks into our knowing, hallelujah, into our inner man, into our new man, hallelujah, amen. That man that is born again, hallelujah, in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. It is that word, amen, spoken unto us, that is still speaking to you, that continues to speak to us, amen, through his servants, through his ministers, amen, through his vessels, hallelujah, to this very day, amen, that cleanses us, hallelujah, that cleanses us, that makes us whole, that washes us, that makes us like new, hallelujah. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, hallelujah. Abide in me, and I in you. Very simple principle, a very simple thought, a very simple, hallelujah, precept. Abide in me and I in you. And we looked in that, hallelujah, just the previous chapter in John 14th chapter, hallelujah. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. That is the only way. That is the only way. Now, we might imitate it. Amen. Amen. But we never duplicate it. Oh, so many can imitate it real well. Amen. But nobody can duplicate it. That is the only way. Amen. Is that we trust and obey. Hallelujah. And that we abide in the Lord. Verse 5, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Amen. You may have some activity, and you may be busy, but without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing that has any intrinsic value with God, hallelujah, and in his kingdom and for his glory, amen, without our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. I don't care how eloquent we are. I don't care how educated we are. I don't care how popular we are. Without him, we are doing nothing. Amen. We are doing nothing. Hallelujah. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast into the fire, and they are burned. Your works are burned. If you are not abiding in him, if you are not abiding in him, then you are not in him. Amen. And he bears no responsibility for you. Hallelujah. I want you to start paying attention here to this little two-letter word, if. On condition that is what it means. On condition that. It's right here, it's a conditional term, if. If a man abide in me, abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if, there it is again, you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. I'm not sure if you observe the progression there of this fruit-bearing thing. First he talked about no fruit, hallelujah, and then he talked about fruit, and then he talked about more fruit. Hallelujah. And it seems as if the Father continually purging and cleansing, and the Word is continually washing. And ultimately, if we keep obeying God and we keep abiding in God, keep obeying in him and keep doing what is right in his sight, amen, we will get to the point in our sanctified life that we will begin bearing much fruit. Hallelujah. Much fruit. And it's at that point. Hallelujah. It's at that consecrated point in our life, in our walk with the Lord, that indeed if we ask anything in his name, because we know how, by then we ought to know how to ask according to his will and ask according to his word, and to ask not out of the flesh, amen, but out of the spirit man. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. And so if you want to assure, hallelujah, that what you ask you will have, you all make sure that all those conditions are present in your life. Amen. Verse 8, and this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. So shall you be my followers. So shall you be mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Continue my love, y'all. Hallelujah. Continue my love. Amen. We looked at that in the last chapter. The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. The Lord is continually exhorting us. Amen. Continue in my love. Hallelujah. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. See, he set the example. He has set the model. He has set the template. He has come and he have demonstrated, have shown us, amen, how it's done. Hallelujah. He has shown us. He's not just asking us to do something that he hasn't done himself. And that is one of the many myriad of things that I love about the Lord, is that he doesn't ask us to do anything, amen, that he has not done himself. Amen. Hallelujah. For he have done it all. Hallelujah. He gave his life. Hallelujah. He laid it down. Hallelujah. And the God, our Father, commanded, however, that he take it up again. Oh, glory to your name. And one day he's going to take us up. Amen. All of us that are sleeping him, that has gone on, hallelujah. He is going to come and he is going to take us up. Hallelujah. Again. Hallelujah. He is faithful and he is true. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, not the world's joy, not the neighborhood joy, not even the church's joy, but my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. That is so comforting. Hallelujah. That is so comforting. He's telling you why I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this, that my joy might remain in you. Because there's going to be some stuff coming up. There's going to be some things that are about to happen. Amen. And it's going to shake the very foundation of your very faith. Amen. But I'm talking to you now, saith the Lord. Amen. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Might be full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He's taking it to the next level. He's taking it to the next step now, because this has to be transferable. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is transferable. Hallelujah. It doesn't do you any good unless you spend it. It doesn't do you any good unless you give it away. Hallelujah. Amen. That we love one another as I have loved you. Greater love, verse 13, hath no man than this. Don't get no greater than this. It don't get any better than this. That a man lay down his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus. And you are my friends, verse 4, if you do whatever I command you. Hallelujah. For he'll never command us to do anything that is evil. He'll never command us to do anything that is immoral. Amen. He will never command us to do anything that is not pleasing unto the Father. Amen. So we can trust him. We can trust him, and truly we can obey him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants. I'm changing my relationship with you. I'm changing my level, hallelujah, of relationship and fellowship with you. Amen. My level, amen, of association with you. Amen. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. Amen. But I have called you friends. I have elevated and I have escalated our relationship. Amen. You are not just a hireling anymore. Hallelujah. But you are my friends. You are part, hallelujah, of the family. For all things that I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I didn't hold nothing back. Amen. Amen. But I share with you all things, amen, that I have heard of my Father. Amen. I have made known unto you. Verse 16, you have not chosen me. So remember, he just told you everything I've heard from my Father. I'm telling you this too. Listen, verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I have consecrated you. I have dedicated you. I have appointed you. Amen. I have anointed you. I have ordained you. Hallelujah. Ordained you. Hallelujah. That you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, And whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Hallelujah. Now that's some love and that's some trust. Amen. And that is, hallelujah, some authority right there. Thank you, Jesus. Now I don't know. I don't know. You'll just have to go with me on this, and I'm going to submit this to you at this point. But my observation here is that right at this point, the Lord is speaking directly, and he's speaking to these apostles. He's speaking to the 12 that he have called and that he have chosen, and he is ordaining them, and he is giving them specifically, amen, this level of authority and this level of power. Amen. I'm just putting that out there. Amen. It's just my observation. Now, these things, and we'll get back to that thought in a minute. Amen. And speak, Holy Spirit. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. For that is the conduit. Love is the conduit of which, hallelujah, this thing flows, y'all. It is the conduit that flows, has a flow through us all, like a river of living water. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a conduit that houses power, electricity, energy. Amen. It has to be contained. Love is that thing that contains it, that thing that holds it in, unless it be just scattered. Amen. And be destructive. Hallelujah. And be destructive. Amen. If it's not, if this power, if this authority, if this that the Lord is giving, amen, it is not contained, hallelujah, in the conduit of love, it can be very destructive. Amen. Amen. Verse 18, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Our Lord is talking. This is in the red. Amen. And I pray you have your Bibles. Amen. You look with this. It's right here if you haven't torn it out. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. It's as simple as that. Amen. Look, that devil does not hate you because you black. That devil does not hate you because you white. That devil does not hate you because of your outward appearance. He hates you because you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you ought to recognize. Hallelujah. Now he may come and he may use that. Hallelujah. As an excuse. He may use that as a cover. Amen. Hallelujah. And that vessel that he is using may think that he may have bamboozled him into thinking that that's what the issue is. But the truth is, amen, that devil hates you, amen, because it hated Christ and still hates Christ before it hates you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you are not the target. It is Christ that's in you that is the target. Thank you, Jesus. Remember the word, verse 20, that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Listen, hallelujah. See, with much, to whom much is given, much is required. With great power and great authority in the Lord, amen, comes great suffering and great buffeting. Amen. And so we got this idea today that no, it comes with the Rolls Royce, and it comes with the 5, 7, 10,000 square foot house, and it comes with the 6-figure paycheck. It comes with all that good stuff, and that's all sweet if you're sensual and carnal, amen. But that's usually, amen, in this life, in this work, in this hallelujah time, hallelujah, it's not really how it goes. Amen. It goes like this right here at verse 20. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Now that's a contrast there. They're two different kind. There's the sheep and there's the goat there. The goat, amen, want to persecute you. Amen. The sheep, amen, will keep your word, hallelujah, also, because the only word you're going to speak is that word of the Lord, hallelujah. Verse 21, but all these things will they do unto you, hallelujah, for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They know not him that sent me. Amen. Amen. Verse 22, if I had not come, and listen, this is powerful right here. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. Hallelujah. They hadn't. Let me say that again. Let me read the whole thing. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Amen. Because now they're without excuse. That's what he's saying. He said, if I hadn't come and if I had not spoken to them, if the word had not became flesh and had not dwelled among them, then they wouldn't be guilty or they wouldn't be responsible for their sin. Because God does not impute, judgment upon a man. Let me see if I can find, I need to find Romans 5 right quick. And Romans the 5th chapter, amen, where Paul expounds this truth upon us is that God does not impute, judgment. Let me read it right here for you. That God does stand by. Just a second. Let me run over here and find it. Amen. I want to get it right in your hearing. Let me pause right here. Verse 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, amen, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Yeah, amen, amen. And that's a good read right there. If y'all want to take some time and read that completely. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. In other words, God don't hold you accountable where there is no knowledge, amen, of sin. And so the law of Moses came, amen, and man became accountable for his sin. But now, hallelujah, the lawgiver has come, hallelujah. The law of Christ has been implemented, amen. The judge and the word have come, hallelujah. The priest and the judge, hallelujah, have come. The prophet and the judge, hallelujah, amen. And the law, a giver, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, have come and have spoken, hallelujah, unto them. And he have spoken unto them his law, which is the law, hallelujah, of love, amen. Not just any love, but his love, amen. And he has spoken him unto them that and has demonstrated that. And now, they did not, and we don't either, have a cloak, have a covering for our sin. We have no more excuse, hallelujah, for our sin, hallelujah. In verse 23, he that hateth me hateth the Father also. Wow. If, and here's that if still working. If was working in verse 22, wasn't it? Hallelujah. It was working in verse 18. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Amen. If, verse 24, if I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. That's powerful. If the Lord said, if I didn't come and if I didn't do what I did, amen, their sin wouldn't be imputed unto them, amen. But now that it is, amen, but now it is. But now have they both seen and hated both me and the Father. My. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. Hallelujah. They hated me without a cause. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. They hated me without a cause. But here comes shouting ground right here, y'all. Hallelujah. You might want to get your dancing shoes on right here. But when the Comforter is come, my, hallelujah, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit, capital S, the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Who proceedeth from the Father. He shall testify of me. Hallelujah. And that is one of the great works of the Holy Spirit. He testifies of our Lord. Hallelujah. He testifies of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He testifies, talks about, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he is a witness. Hallelujah. He is a great witness. Hallelujah. Unto the word of God. And you also shall be witness. Amen. Come here. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And you also, yeah, shall be witness. Amen. Because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. And we pray, y'all, that the word indeed have witness to your heart. We pray that you will join us and pray in scattering this word into the four corners of this earth. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. And we pray that if you have somehow in the providence of God have come upon this word, amen, be it today or be it tomorrow or be it sometime in to come, amen, we pray that if you, hallelujah, do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sin, if you have to say truthfully in your heart that you do not abide in him, if you have to say, if we were sitting in front of each other today, and if we were just breaking bread together, and we were just chatting over a cup of coffee or whatever, you would have to say, preacher, I have never really received Christ. There's never been a time in my life that I can remember that I have received Christ into my heart. If that is you today, that you must confess, amen, that you have never received Jesus Christ into your life, won't you say this prayer with me? Won't you just go with me and repent and change your mind about your state of being? Change your mind now about your heart and where you are. Because believe me, my brother and my sister, there indeed will be no excuse. If you've heard this word, if you've listened to take time to just this word tonight, then you really have no excuse. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit, amen, and God the Father, amen, and our Lord have providentially a purpose that you will hear this word somehow, some way. I don't know if somebody got it to you. I don't know if you just happen to stumble across it. I don't know how you came about it. But believe me, it is not by accident. It is not any coincidence. And so if you are that person, then pray this prayer with me and believe it in your heart. Don't even pray it if you don't really believe it in your heart. And this is the first prayer. This is be the first prayer that God will hear from you. If you've never really talked to God before, if you never had a relationship with Christ, and it will be the last time that you will need any man to go before your Father, amen, in prayer to talk to him. But listen, pray this with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Dear God, I cannot save myself. But I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my mind. I give you my body. I give you my very will. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I know the devil going to tell you that's too easy. That's too simple. You don't know what you've done. You know how you are. Forget about all of that. That is behind you. If you have prayed this prayer and you meant it, is a true profession from your heart and you have received it in your heart, amen, then all of that is behind you. You are born again. The Holy Spirit has quickened you and made you alive in the new man in Christ Jesus. And listen, we sure, hallelujah, would be blessed, amen, to hear from you. We pray that you will continue to listen to this podcast. I'm afraid my time is up now and I'm going to have to go. But tell somebody, find you a church home. Pray about where the Lord will have you to go. Find a local church in that community where you are. And when you darken those doors, you tell them, I am born again. Amen. But I need to be baptized. The preacher said, I need to be baptized. I have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I have prayed the prayer of faith. Amen. But I need to be baptized. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much and God bless you. Amen. And we will see you next time.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.